My name is Lisa Gross. I live in Kensington, Brooklyn. My father is American. He's actually born and bred New Yorker of Hungarian Jewish descent. And my mother is a Korean immigrant who came to the U.S. in the early 1970s. And my grandmother came over to take care of me when I was born. And so she cooked a lot of Korean food. And she spoke to me in Korean, and she didn't speak English. I'd like to talk about a recipe from my Korean grandmother called gaejang. And this is a very unique recipe in that it's hard to find this version in restaurants. And what it is it's raw crab that's been cured in soy sauce. But I think the thing that is most memorable about it is how it's made and just imagining my 4'7" Korean grandmother making this. So basically what she would do is she would bring home from the Korean grocery store a paper bag of live crabs, live blue crabs moving around in the paper bag. She would take each one out individually and wash it under the faucet with a sponge as it moved its legs around. She would stick it in a large glass jar, poking it down with a large chopstick as it tried to crawl up. And then she would boil a large pot of soy sauce with various aromatics and pour the boiling soy sauce on top of the live crabs. So you can imagine, as a young child, this was kind of terrifying and kind of amazing and very memorable. But it's a recipe I have not yet attempted. I think the reason I haven't made it is that I do feel a little squeamish about pouring boiling soy sauce on top of live crabs. But I do think that one of these days I just have to go in and do it, you know, do it the traditional way. And I'm excited to do that. And it's something that I would like to do with my two daughters because I think it will be equally memorable for them. And it is, in some ways, a really important family recipe to pass down.